Dang, Gramps said. What a lot of birds of sadness wing-dinging their way around Peeby's family. Gram said, You liked Peeby, didn't you, Salamanca?
I did like Phoebe. In spite of all her wild tales and her cholesterol management and her annoying comments, there was something about Phoebe that was like a magnet. I was drawn to her. I was pretty sure that underneath all that odd behavior was someone who was frightened. And, in a strange way, she was like another version of me. She acted out the way I sometimes felt. I do not think that Phoebe actually planned to break into Mrs. Cadaver's house, but as Phoebe was going to bed, she saw Mrs. Cadaver, in her nurse's uniform, get into her car and leave. Phoebe waited until her father was asleep, and then she phoned me. You have got to come over, she said. It's urgent.
But Phoebe, it's late. It's dark. It's urgent, Sal.
Phoebe was waiting in front of Mrs. Cadaver's house. There were no lights on at Mrs. Cadaver's. Phoebe said, Come on. And she started up the walk. I admit that I was reluctant.
I just want to take a quick look, she said.
She crept up onto the porch and stood by the door. She listened, tapped twice, and turned the doorknob. The door was unlocked. I don't think Phoebe intended to go inside, but she did, and I followed. We stood in the dark hallway. In the room to the right, a shaft of light from the street lamp came in through the window. We went into that room. We both nearly leaped through the window when someone said, Sal? I started backing toward the door.
It's a ghost, Phoebe said.
Come here, the voice said. As my eyes adjusted to the dim light, I could see someone huddled in a chair in the far corner. When I saw the cane, I was relieved. Mrs. Partridge?